Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday was a big day, Steve Miggs. I finally did something that every single one of you on the show has given me a hard time about. Listeners have given me a hard time about this as well. And this is what happened.
To all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, on a sesame seed bun.
McDonald's Big Mac. The big sandwich with the great big taste that everybody's talking about.
You did it.
I lost my Big Mac virginity yesterday.
It is so funny because every text that we've gotten said, did Taryn finally dig into the scrumptious Big Mac? LOL. Another person, OMG, did Taryn have a Big Mac? Because, man, they don't slap as hard as the regular cheeseburger. That's way better.
Ooh.
Another person says, you went and got yourself a Big Mac, didn't you?
I finally seized the opportunity. We promised our kid a McFlurry yesterday.
Okay.
And so while we were in the drive-thru,
I thought... Which McFlurry did he get?
The M&M.
The M&M's,
his favorite.
That's right, yeah.
I thought, today's the day. I'm going to do it. I'm going to have the Big Mac. And here's how it went.
So here's the deal. I am 40 years old, and I have never had a Big Mac until today. So we stopped by McDonald's. We picked up a Big Mac, and I'm about to try it.
I like that at 40, you're now trying new things.
Yeah. Right? It's about time.
A lot of people say that. Once you hit 40, you start trying to experiment and experience new life stuff, like Big Macs. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, bad. I'm nervous.
What are you nervous about? Are you afraid this thing's going to kill you?
Well, it's a lot of meat.
Okay.
There's the extra bun in there. It was all very overwhelming when I was actually staring it in the face.
It's a little overwhelming.
There was a lot happening. I was nervous.
Too much meat for your mouth?
Yes.
Okay.
I've just always been a chicken nugget person, so this has never really been on my radar.
Did it bother you a little bit that you weren't able to get the chicken nuggets?
It was kind of, I was like, if I hate this, I'm going to be really upset that I didn't have any nuggets.
So you could have had the Steve in his 20s diet, which was a Big Mac. A 10-piece order of chicken nuggets. Of course, supersized.
Yeah.
And then a sundae.
Yum.
Yeah. And then I wondered why I almost hit 300 pounds by the end of my 20s.
Okay, here we go. Oh, God. That's pretty good. I'm not usually, like, a two-patty person in this, like, weird middle bun thing.
It is kind of strange that they just throw a random piece of bread in the middle of it all.
And I've been told by some people, just take the middle piece out. But I didn't want to do that. I wanted to give it the respect it deserved.
Honestly, it doesn't taste the same. I don't know if it's a psychological thing, but you remove that extra piece of bread, I'm like, this isn't a Big Mac anymore.
Not the right combo.
It's a little foreign to me, but this is actually quite delicious. I will now sing the gospel of the Big Mac. I like the tanginess of the pickle.
Okay.
I love lettuce. I think lettuce is like an essential part of a burger for me.
Okay.
I love lettuce. I do.
Yeah. But of all the things that you're talking about, you went pickle.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the meat, the bread, that's understandable. Then you went to the pickle.
Yeah.
And then you went to the lettuce?
It was like the perfect amount of lettuce. I really do feel like...
What about the Big Mac sauce?
The Big Mac sauce was also really good.
Then why didn't you bring it up?
Now I get the lettuce thing.
Yeah.
You're a lettuce guy?
Well, I mean, it's something about the Big Mac lettuce, and it's also try it on the hot and spicy at McDonald's. It's, I don't know, it's crunchy, it's delicious. I don't know, there's something about it.
It's like the little shredded lettuce.
Yeah,
I open up my burger usually when I get that, and I just swipe that all off of it.
Okay.
Have a couple little pieces on there for the crunch. I get that.
I love the crunch.
Says the vegan, guys.
Just because I'm a plant-based weirdo doesn't mean I want a bunch of lettuce on my burger.
It's got a great amount of lettuce in there. Team Big Mac. I understand the hype.
Yeah.
I might be a Big Mac person now instead of a Nugget girl.
Really?
This might be a new chapter in my life, Steve.
You liked it that much?
I really did.
That's
I was
awesome.
Shocked. Honestly, the sauce really did bring it all together.
The sauce is so great. And it's just like Thousand Island. I mean, I think they have a little bit of something else in there, but it's freaking awesome.
It was magical.
Yeah. So next up will have to be the Whopper.
That is next.
Right.
I'm excited. 40 years old, new me.